Awakened.
Conscious Conversations Podcast to help you grow and discover who you are, to develop a deeper, more complete side of yourself via conscious talks, self-love, meditation, and by interviewing some of the most inspiring guests on the planet.
shamanichealings.earth for more information.
As promised, here is your meditation inspired by today's show. Top tips for the meditation is either sit nice and cross-legged on the floor with a nice straight back. Always nice to sit on a block or a cushion. Or if that's not available for you, you sit in a chair with the back nice and straight. The important thing is you're not slouching. And if you're doing something that requires your concentration, all you need to do is just pause this and you can reconvene the meditation at a time that is good for you. If you're doing the meditation, let's begin.
So I thought today's meditation would be about courage. And courage is not to have the absence of fear. That's one thing people can often get mixed up with. To have courage is to kind of have this faith, this knowing, this willingness to kind of go on, even when one is frightened. So let's take some slow, calm, deep breaths in and out through the nostrils. As you inhale, can you feel as if the abdomen expands? As you exhale, can you feel as if the abdomen comes in? Inhalation. Exhalation, calming the breath right down as you inhale, as you exhale. So perhaps there's something that you wish to thrive in within your life, but fear has cast a hefty obstacle upon your path. So in your imagination, imagine you're walking through this kind of dirt track, a country lane. So there's fields either side of you. And in many senses, it's quite an easy walk because you kind of have an idea of where you're headed and what direction you want to go in. Yet, as you turn each corner, you can't see the next corner. And perhaps within your being, you start to feel a bit fearful. What could be around that corner? What could be lurking there? And in the past, perhaps you didn't go any further out of fear that there wasn't actually any real danger there, but it was just a kind of fear that kept you stuck to the spot. So I invite you in your imagination to take one step at a time. So as you walk along the road, you're taking one gentle step at a time. As you inhale, as you exhale, you're allowing the body to flow. Remember, greatness was not achieved at once. Having the courage to put one foot in front of the other. Of course, it is not about being reckless, but at the same time, it's about having applied wisdom. So perhaps you don't know exactly what's around the corner. It's okay to gingerly turn each corner and have your awareness of what is unfolding. But the key is to be present. So in your imagination, as you make your way along this road, can you allow yourself to be present? But what if I don't like my present life? I hear some of you say, or I imagine rather some of you say. Well, take inspiration from today's talk. Think of the things that you do like about it. It doesn't have to be vast things. Maybe there's quite a lot going on in your life which you're not so happy about. But can you think of some things that make you happy? It can be the scent of a coffee in the morning, the smiles of a loved one, whatever it is that kind of invokes a sense of well-being, even in the face of adversity. Can you keep going? So as you turn this next corner, all is well. You're walking along, you're in your flow. And then perhaps as you turn the next corner, there's an obstacle. But don't let that take you off your flow. Just say you turn the next corner and then it was blocked by a tree. Why, instead of giving up, think of a way that you can get around that, maybe over it. In your imagination, this is under it, through it. There's always a solution to every problem. And if it's completely blocked, maybe that's not the way you're meant to go. Maybe you take the turning the other way. Equally, don't just flee from your path because you think it's easier to not do it if that's what your heart's desire. So it's all about balance. So I want you to picture in your mind's eye now where you would like to go. Where would you like to be in that flow? And just remember the feeling that invokes inside. And thank you, dear one, for listening today, for being so wonderfully alive. So listen to this meditation as often as you need. Allow yourself to be free, allow yourself to be in the flow, and allow yourself to let go. So thank you for listening, dear one. I hope this helps you today. If you want to, you can journal away. You can sit a bit more quieter for a bit longer if that is what you need. Just allow yourself to be beautiful simply by being and allowing yourself to be free. So I'm the Gentle Yoga Warrior. Thank you for listening. If you'd like a personalized meditation for your specific problem, please go to our website where we can offer amazing recorded meditations in a style that's right for you. So over and out from me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So thank you so much, dear listeners, for taking the time to listen and support our show today. And if you want any more information on what we have to offer, check out
shamanichealings.earth for more information.